have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And also, Diana, not only what God is doing, but rejoice and be glad in the plans and purposes of God for your life, for my life. Riddleland, start to rejoice in the plan and in the purpose that God has for your life. So this is a brand new day to the Lord. Fulfill his plan and purpose for your life.
And this is a great time we're in. After we celebrated Resurrection Sunday, we know that the next 40 days are a time where Jesus was in the earth. He was manifested in his glorified body, and he was continually presenting himself to his disciples and to those who believed, to bring to them encouragement, to bring into remembrance their position in him and the future that he had, the work, the purpose that was set out for each and every person, including us, to do in the earth. So it was a powerful 40 days after the resurrection where Jesus was continually presenting himself to the believers. They no longer had to be in pursuit of him. He was coming to them. He was appearing in the midst of them. He was coming into locked rooms. He was where they were.
That is so awesome. And we want to look at it all week. The living proof of your faith and of my faith. The living proof of your faith, my faith. This was the greatest time of the year where we reflect and on the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's not only Easter Sunday. We go to church and we celebrate the resurrection. Now we need to reflect on what it is. What did it do for us? Why did he rise? Why did he come back? And we're going to look, because he didn't just go quietly. He did not go quietly. He came back and lived among us for 40 days, living proof in a glorified body. He took on another body. He did not in the same body, Diana, that he buried in. And so do we. I don't want to jump ahead. We will not be in that same body that we have right now. After death, we're coming back. And we're going to come back in a glorified body, as Christ is. We're going to go all into that. It is the most excited thing.
We're going to start in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. All this week, we're going to be exploring the topic, the reality of the resurrection. So starting in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you. And the gospel, it's the exceedingly abundant, too good to be true news of Jesus Christ. That is the gospel. He said, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain.
So what? He says, you cannot be saved outside of which one? The gospel. Mm-hmm. He says. Here. Ooh, Diane, before we move on, because this is so great for our faith. He says here, moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also you receive, and which you stand. You stand in it. You're walking in it. You're living in it. And he says, why? By which also you are saved. Mm-hmm. You can't be saved, he says, if with any other gospel. This is the gospel that brings forth salvation. And I just want to reemphasize that so that our listeners this morning will tune in and get into this part. Because he's telling you, you're not going to be saved no other way. This is how you are saved. You're saved through the gospel. So we need to get it down, understand it, and shore up our salvation.
And as we continue to hold fast to it, then our believing is not in vain.
Yes, right.
We can't walk away, just like we were talking about last week. We can't grow weary in our well-doing, because if we're there on reaping day, we will reap. So we can't lose heart and walk away too soon from the time of reaping. So we have to hold fast the word which was preached to us, unless we believed in vain. Verse 3, for I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins,
number one,
according to the scriptures.
Number one, that we must acknowledge the Christian, we, the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, must first acknowledge, this is our first acknowledgement, that Christ what? Died for our sin. We don't have to have any more. Number one, the foundation, the cornerstone, all of us have to start right there. We can't start no other way. We have to start right at that point. That's the starting point. One, Christ died for our sin.
And it's according to the scriptures.
Right.
According to the scriptures, because we were not there at the cross. So it's according to the scriptures. So we're believing the word of God as the infallible truth of God. We're believing the word according to the scriptures, not according to opinion, not according to fantasy, but according to the scriptures. Verse 4, and that he was buried and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. According to the scriptures. And when I think about that word according, the middle word in there, the root is cord. So it's attached to the scriptures. So if you think about a safety line or any kind of cord that guides, it's bringing to, as you pull on it, it brings you to the desired destination. It keeps you in the safety zone. It's attached to, according to the scriptures. Verse 5, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. So he's beginning to give now the account of this time that we're in now, after the resurrection, the 40-day period that Jesus remained in the earth in his glorified body, and he was presenting himself to people. So we say he was first seen by Cephas, then by the 12.
And Dan, if you notice how Paul setting this message up, as he teaching in his people and teaching us, he's setting it up. He says, listen, the gospel is the truth. The gospel, which is the good news, is the only truth. He's setting it up. And he says, let me tell you what it is. Number one, the scripture says Jesus died for our sin. That's it. According to the scripture. Not according to the word of men, but what the word of God says. And then he continues it. He was buried and he rose again. Now, he's going to tell us, how do we know that? There got to be proof now. So he starts. He was dead. He died for our sin. And he buried in the grave. And he rose out of the grave. He says, let me prove this to you.
There's witnesses.
They're
calling the witness list in the court.
Let me prove that he came back.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were a lot of people died in Paul's time. Didn't come back. When they buried, they're gone. No coming back. But Jesus declared that he would what? Come again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he says that. So let's prove that he is who he says he is. Watch this. Paul said, now I'm going to prove to you that what he says is what it is. Who he says he is who he really is. So go ahead.
So he wasn't just seen by one. He wasn't just seen by 12.
Mm.
Verse 6 says, after that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once. So that means at the same time. Over 500 brethren's eyes gazed upon him. So it wasn't just one person thinking, oh, you know, maybe I'm sleepy. No, it was 500, over 500 brethren all at once.
So think about it. If 500 people see you, it is undisputable. Think about it this morning. Make your day count, family. 500, you were at a place, you show up at a place where there were 500 people and they looked upon you with their own eyes. It is undisputable. That's 500 testimony. It's just not Caiaphas who saw him or the 12. Because you can say, okay, yeah, the 12 going to say that. The 12, because he was with the 12. And he knows these guys. So these guys is making up a story, okay? So Paul bypassed the 12. He bypassed the one, and he came to 500. Living proof. The reality, what were we studying this week? The reality of the what?
Resurrection. Yes. He said the greater part of them, they still remain until the present. So some of the people who actually saw him were still there. Verse 7,
to testify. Yeah.
After that, verse 7, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all, he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. So Paul's saying, now, I'm telling you also what I experienced.
Yes.
Not just what I read in the scriptures, not what I just heard from other people, but now he's getting into the part of his experience.
Yeah.
Out of due time, in due season.
I was born.
I
born again.
How? Through the reality of the resurrection.
That's what bring Paul. What bring Paul to Christianity? The reality of the resurrection. That's what bring Paul. He was Saul. And if you notice how he framed it, Diana, he says, number one, you must believe that Jesus Christ is who he says he is. He born, and he died, and he rose again. Because before that, he didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he goes on to give an account of who he was before the encounter. He says, for I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. So he goes on to share. He's like, look, it didn't seem like I was going to be the one preaching the gospel. It didn't seem like I would be the one having this encounter with Jesus Christ. He said, as far as he was concerned, he was the least likely candidate to be in the position of which he was now. But he gives all the glory to the grace of God. The grace, the purpose of God, the reality, the power of the resurrection to be able to break him free from religion.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my turn till I met you. I was breathing.